Rick Wilson, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, while some say it's a challenge visiting each of Indiana state parks, you have managed to paint all of them, some of them twice or more, in fact. What is the driving passion behind that endeavor?
Well, my wife and I have talked about visiting the state parks for many years, you know, back before our kids were born, and of course after they were born. But life tends to get in the way, and visiting all of the parks just never happened. So in 2013, the idea came that, well, maybe I should paint all of Indiana state parks. That would kind of tend to force the issue of visiting the parks. And so during December of 13, I was at the Richmond Art Museum and talking to the executive director, Sean Dingworth, told him about my idea, and he loved the idea. And they had their meeting in January, accepted the idea, and I started painting in February of 2014. It just so happens that past December, I was up here and we had gotten a terrible snowstorm. And in my research of the state parks, I realized that Wabash State Park, or Obache State Park, however you decide to pronounce it, has American bison. And I thought that the bison in a foot of snow was such an iconic scene that I had to paint it. So that was the first painting.
And what an impactful one. As a matter of fact, the geological diversity in Indiana is a Hoosier treasure. What's the range of scenery you did find to paint as you began painting the rest of the parks?
You know, we have everything from one of America's finest beaches to wetlands and dunes, farmlands, prairies, hills, rivers, cityscapes. Pretty much you name it, we have it here in Indiana, except mountains. There's an endless array of subject matter to paint. I will have to say probably one of my favorite parks would be Turkey Run, just because the topography there is so different and unexpected. They have the deep canyons, great trails, and shades. They're mm-hmm. right together. Mm-hmm. Sugar Creek passes through both of them. That was a great experience for me.
And your traveling exhibit is orchestrated to coincide with our own 100-year anniversary of the park system, of mm-hmm. course, and it is the 100th anniversary of our national park system. It's also Indiana's bicentennial.
Right. This project is an official Indiana Bicentennial Legacy project.
And how does it feel to be part of that whole celebration?
You know, I don't know that it's really sunk in yet. Of course, it is a project that can't be repeated for 100 years, so there's
right.
a historic element. You know, those kind of things are sinking in gradually. Richmond Art Museum is a great organization mm-hmm. that really is good at supporting living artists. So it was a great honor to get to show there, and a great honor that it's being picked up by other venues across the state.
It must be, as you say, hard to fathom.
Well, I think we won't know for sure until the history books are written on, you know, what the importance of this exhibit will ultimately be. But, you know, it is a legacy, I guess, if you will, that I would love to leave my children and grandchildren with.
As well as everybody's child and grandchild. Isn't that an important part of this whole project? It's the knowledge of the importance and also the conservation that has to happen to keep everything going forward with these statewide treasures.
Exactly. I mean, part of this is also to honor Colonel Richard Lieber, who was one of the founders of the state park system. He lobbied the state to set back land and green space for future generations. That's extremely important. And the state parks and all parks, they enhance the quality of life. And so to include art, which also enhances the quality of life, to roll those two into a single project, it feels good to be involved in that.
It must. And that's wonderful that you have pursued it. Now, you went for the signature brand each park had in the public's mind. I know that, of course, that was important to you. What might that include besides the actual landscape?
Obviously, I wanted to have multiple chances to paint each of the parks. So this was a two-year project, 2 years of seasons to work with. And I did want to go in and paint some of the topography and some, you know, well-designed layouts for the sake of art. But I think more importantly, I wanted to make sure that I had paintings of people enjoying the parks. So I do have several figurative pieces. There's a park in southern Indiana, Spring Mill State Park. They have a pioneer village and volunteers that dress the part. So, you know, I wanted to include those things to spark curiosity with the viewer of the paintings. And finding the perfect spot to paint was part of the joy of, mm-hmm. of going to each park. And I took all the hard trails, you know, the rugged trails. I didn't slough off on anything.
You wanted all the badges.
That's right. Well, you know, the rougher trails kind of gives a truer picture of what Indiana was like in the early days. So, you know, I wanted to see that. I wanted to experience it. And I want other people to experience it as well. I wanted to do a true representation of each of the parks.
Do you feel that you have?
Yeah, I do. There were some parks I wish I could go back and paint more of, but, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Sure. So from your eyes, through your brush, what do you feel you're sharing with this collection?
Several things. My artistic background, I love the French Barbizon period, mm-hmm. and also the American Hudson River period. And those two periods are reflected in my style of painting. You know, I hope to kind of resurrect that style of painting. Not many people paint in that style today.
Noble.
And show the people of Indiana what we have as far as state parks goes, mm-hmm. and the beauty that is within each one of the parks. And to think about conservation, preservation, those are important things. We need to enjoy the parks, but at the same time, we need to be conscious about not destroying the parts of the parks that we're enjoying, like mm-hmm. the trails. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we're being good stewards of those parks.
That's great. And in this case, now that you're on the brush end of things, is a picture worth a thousand words?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you were raised in Edinburgh, Indiana.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was your first or favorite go-to park?
Have to be Brown County. It was the closest park to us. It's the largest park in the state, especially in the fall of the year. The colors there were marvelous, and we would take day trips over there on the weekends.
It's a fantastic place. When you're not parking it or painting the parks, what are some of your other Hoosier pursuits?
Well, I was raised in a musical family. My dad's band was the staff band at Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom Jamboree back through
the
60s. And so I spent a lot of time there. I learned how to play upright bass and guitar. And eventually in 1970, joined my own boy band. And we were together 25 years.
You know, Rick, it strikes me that you're a great talent and you've obviously got a passion that won't quit. Is it safe to say that your painting is more about the parks that you paint and the nature that you share than about you, the painter?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really not about me. I mean, you know, I do have to make a living doing this. So obviously the paintings are for sale. But no, it's about what Indiana has. And I'm a Hoosier through and through. I love living in Indiana. And I love the history of our state parks, how it began, and the fact that we have such a beautiful landscape. You know, I wanted to share that. You know, I've got the God-given gift to be able to use this medium to express the beauty that we have in Indiana. And, you know, I really hope that what people get out of this, besides a beautiful painting on their wall, is the sense that Indiana is special, that Indiana has gone a long way toward preserving a good part of Indiana. We have a lot of parks and a lot of state recreation areas and fish and wildlife areas. So we have a lot of land set aside for future generations to enjoy. That's the message I want to give people.
A great one it is, too. Okay, you'll be giving one of your painting demonstrations here at Castle Gallery this week. Now, I'm curious, besides your impressive skills, what else do you hope to share with this demo?
Well, I hope to maybe satisfy some curiosity about, you know, the process of painting. I do have the training, and, you know, I like to share what I've learned with people. It's just a matter of what you do and the time you spend practicing your craft. I've got many, many years behind the brush, or many miles, as they say, behind the brush. And so it's just what I do.
Can you share the magic of why you do this as you're doing the demonstration?
Yeah. I'll be talking through the painting and talking about, you know, what I'm feeling when I'm painting. And I love questions. I absolutely love for people to ask questions about what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. That for me is much easier than for me to talk through a painting, so to speak. I do a lot of plein air events around the country, and a lot of people are a little apprehensive about bothering you, quote unquote. And I tell them, no, that's why we're here. We want to educate people about the joy of painting. We want to spread that gospel that anyone can learn how to paint. Maybe not well, but the joy of painting is worth the effort.
Rick Wilson is a Hoosier artist and creator of the Nature of Art Painted Parks exhibit. Rick, thank you so much for sharing your busy pre-show time with us. And here's to Indiana's Painted Parks.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great honor to be here, and I appreciate the invite.